This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing the Sefer Shoina Halachos and Hilchos Tzitzis, but let's just take a moment to point out that Hilchos Tzitzis is in Yana D'Yoma, because this week's Parsha, Shlach, of course, it has the Parsha of Tzitzis. Now, what's the Parsha of Tzitzis doing in Parsha Shlach? Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel HaTorah in Har Sinai. Hashem gave him all the mitzvahs. So why do we have the Parsha of Tzitzis Dafka now? So if you remember, right before the command of Tzitzis, you have the story of the Mekoshesh. What did the Mekoshesh do? The Mekoshesh was Mechal HaShabbos. Why was Mekoshesh Mechal HaShabbos? Because he didn't have the Shmira of Tefillin. Because on Shabbos, we take off the Tefillin. So he lost the Shmira of Tefillin, the Balei Tosfos say. So Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, realized that on Shabbos we need a special Shmira because we don't have the Tefillin, so we were mitzvah in the mitzvah of Tzitzis. So the mitzvah of Tzitzis was coming in the direct aftermath of the Cheda of the Mekoshesh. Also, we now begin the summer months, and the Tzitzis are a protection. You know, it's interesting that even though we're going to learn that how many strings of tzitzis are there? There are 32 strings of tzitzis. And what if you only have 31? Is it kosher? It's kosher. But still, it's kosher, but to have the protection of tzitzis, perhaps you need all 32. You know, there's an idea that we say, Loi dibra Torah ella keneged yetzer hara. That loy dibra Torah ella keneged yetzer hara. You ever hear that expression in Parshas Kisetz? You say loy dibra Torah ella keneged yetzer hara. So the Belzer Rebbe says like this: loy dibra Torah, lamed aleph strings. Dibra Torah, that's the Dairaisa requirement. Midairaisa, you need Lamed Aleph. Ella! But you're going to need 32 Keneged Yetzahara. In other words, Midairaisa, 31 strings is good enough. Loi Dibra Torah, 31 strings, that's the biblical requirement. Ella, the 32 strings, is Ella is Keneged Yetzahara. So up to Ois Chav Gimel in Simen Ches. Someone who's not married does not cover his head in a talis, even if he's a Torah sage. So even a Talmud Chacham, only someone who's married covers their face in a talis. Chav Dalad. Nagu la'asos atara mechatichas meshi. The minhag is to make a atara out of silk on the talis. Why? It's not because of Zekeli V'Yamveo. An Atara is not because of Zekeli V'Yamveo. What's the reason for it? It's L'Simin Sha'oisan Tzitzis Shalafanav Yiu La'Olam Lafanav. That the tzitzis that are in front of you should always be in front of you. Meaning there's an idea that you shouldn't have sometimes the front two in the front and the back two in the back. You should designate the front two in the front and the back two in the back. What about when you build a sukkah? Should you make sure the planks on the left side are on the left, and on the right and the right and north? Yes. According to this, when you build the sukkah, you should mark north, south, east, and west. Not one year, not, well, it's like Lego, it's interchangeable, it doesn't matter. According to this, the same way on a tzitzis, there's an inyan that, now, what about a talis katan? So if you have a V-neck, it's very easy to tell, because the V is in the front. But I like round neck. I don't like V-neck. V-neck is annoying to me. So I have the Keter. Yeah, here you go. Keter. Advertisement. The Keter thing. This way you make sure that what's in the front is always in the front. Okay. So you say, what if... Now, is this Ma'akev? It's not Ma'akev. In fact... The Hariza loy hoya makbid b'zeh. The Ari wasn't makbid on this. The Ari said it doesn't make a difference. It's irrelevant. You could Sunday. You could put the. You could, you know, equal opportunity. You could put the front in the front, the back in the back. The Ari wasn't makbid on this. Not for tzitzis, and I don't think for sukkah either. Im yesh b'hen kishir vafilu If it tears on the top, you could turn it around. Okay. Haloivesh beged shuchayiv betzitzis. One who wears a beged. That's chayiv in tzitzis. Vloy hito by tzitzis. And he doesn't put tzitzis on it. Bito mitzvah asei. Is being mevatel, a positive commandment. Va'afilu chosar tzitza achas she'ina kedina. Even if it's just missing one string, that's not proper. Well, as we mentioned, really, in certain circumstances, you could be missing one string. However, if it's one entire string, so it's not, so it could be two, because you double it over. Okay, then that's an issue. Now, people who are married wear a talis gadol and a talis katan. Are we ma'atef in a talis katan? When you put on your talis katan, do you put it on lengthwise to widthwise and do an atifa? We're going to see, really you should, but we still don't do it. We don't do it. If you don't do it, says the Shana Lachais, talises katanim shalano, our talis katan, sha'anu noyeg in lilbaish, that we are noyeg to wear, im enoy misa'atef boy, if you don't do an atifa, yivarech al mitzvahs tzitzis. You make a bracha al mitzvahs. V'yoytzin b'hen chayvas tzitzis. And you're yoytzin l'chiv of tzitzis. Im yesh b'hen kashir, provided that it's a shir, ha'mavur lekaman, simen tazayin, v'gam pasuach rubai. It has to be big enough, and it has to be mostly open. If it's like an undershirt tzitzis, and it's mostly closed, it's not good. Now this brings us to an important shayla. Many people, they could be 45 years old, and they're still wearing the talis katan from when they were 3 years old. That's so you never want to put someone on the spot and say, open up your shirt, show me your talis katan. Sometimes it even has, you know, the pictures on it, a fireman, Uncle Moshe, Batman. So you need, when you become bar mitzvah, you need to upgrade your tzitzis. Now here's the issue. If you're a big guy, so you upgrade to at least size 18. Maybe according to, that's the minimum. Of course, size 18 is not going to fit an adult. But people feel good about wearing tzitzis that don't fit them. They think it's more comfortable. It's not. Get at least size 24. Because then you're yoytze according to all the shittos, Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish. To be yoytze Rav Moshe, I have to look again what the shir is. But what if you're 13 years old and you're a little guy? And size 18, it's a little bit too big for you. You want to do it. You want to take the plunge, okay? So I'm not talking to anyone specific, but if you're a little guy and you're 13 years old, and size 18 is going to go down to your knees, you fold it up and you wear it anyway, because otherwise you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis midoraisa. Anyway, okay. So you want to try to get at least size 18. It won't go all the way down to your knees. Maybe it will go a little bit, you know, a little bit lower. Now. V'toiv, we're going to see according to the baseline halacha, it is good to make an atifa on the talis katan. We're not knowing to do this. Okay? V'toiv l'aniach ha-talis katan al roshay, it is good to put the talis katan on your head. Rechavai, it's width, l'kaimasai, to your height. V'yisatef bo, you wrap in it. V'yamoid kach, you stand there, mu'utaf, wrapped up, l'pachos k'dei hiluch dalet amos. At least the amount of time it takes to walk down amos. V'acher kach yim shechen mi'al roshay, then you remove it from your head. V'yabishen, you put it on. V'im oisekein, if you do an atif on a talis katan, yachal levarich l'satif b'tzitzis. Hanoyagin shaloi levarich al talis katan. Those who are noyeg, not to make a bracha on the talis katan. Who has this minhag? Jews. That's the minhag. The minhag is we do not make a bracha on a talis katan if you wear a talis gadol. Because we're going to see it's a bracha shein atzricha. Rak poichunos of talis gadol. You don't need to make an atifa. That's one of the reasons we don't make an atifa. Because the reason to make an atifa is if you're going to make a bracha, but if you're not going to make a bracha and you're pattering with a talis gadol, you don't need to make an atifa. Bidieved and birech betalis katan she'enoi misatef lehisatef betzitzis. Bidieved, if you make a bracha in your talis katan and you're not wrapping yourself in it, if you make the bracha l'satef, or oishabirach al talis gadol, al mitzvahs yatza. If on your talis gadol you say al mitzvahs, b'dieved your yoytze. Whatever bracha you make on either pair, your yoytze. Lamed haloivish talis katan ba'oid she'en yada nekiyos. If you're putting on a talis katan and your hands are dirty, that's most people. You wake up in the morning. Most people, when they wake up in the morning, their hands are dirty. They have to use the beis hakiseh. They scratch themselves in a place that's normally covered. So what do? Do you wait till your hands are clean to put on a talis? You do not. This is what you do in the morning. You ready? You wake up in the morning and you ignore your phone. Then you wash negel vaser. Either you have it by your bed or you go to the, as soon as possible, you wash negel vaser. And then you put on your talis katan. So it's ideal to have the negel vaser by your bed. You wash the negel vaser and you immediately put on the talis katan. And this way you don't have to walk dalet amos without the talis, without the tzitzis. And if your hands are dirty, so put on the talis yibishen b'loy bracha, put on without a bracha. Uchsheyit al yadav, when you wash your hands, yimashmesh b'tzitzis, your yimashmesh and tzitzis v'yivarech alav, and then you make a bracha. Now we don't have to do that, because we're not making the bracha until we get to shul, and we're making a bracha on talis gadol. Oy kisheyilbash talis achar, or when you put on another talis, yivarech alav, v'yichavein liftar gamezeh, v'oz ein sarach l'mashmesh b'tzitzis. You don't have to handle your tzitzis because you're not making a bracha on them. V'azin tzarch l'mashish b'tzitzia shorishin. Siv katan lamed aleph. Noyagin levarech al talis gadol. The minhag is to make a bracha on the talis gadol v'liftar talis katan. Is that correct? Yes. V'loy ke'iza anashim, not like those guys. Shemavarchan al talis katan. They make a bracha on talis katan. The take of mevarchan talis gadol, and they immediately are mevarchan talis gadol. Shagarmin bracha she'ina tzricha. They're causing an extraneous bracha. Why would you do that? If you're going to make a bracha, you know what it's like? It's like a guy who's really thirsty. He's about to wash. Let's say you're about to wash a Shabbos day, and you want to drink some water. Are you allowed to make a shahakal on water and then wash? You shouldn't do it. You should wash, eat hamotzi, and then drink the water. It's a bracha she'ina tzricha. You're not supposed to cause extraneous brachas. So you'll say, but it's not a bracha she'ina tzricha, because I'm putting on my talis katan in my house. And until I get to shul, it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes. No, it's not a good enough hefsek. V'afilu imafsik b'neim kam apamim. Even if you make many hefsekos between them, ein roi levarich alav. You should not make a bracha on it. Why? Because many times, kagon sheyashen babalayla, some people sleep in their talis katan. Then you're not going to make a bracha on it. Oy she'en boy kashir, or you're still wearing your Spider-Man tzitzis from when you were 3 years old. They're not even the shear of talis, so you can't make a bracha. So in general, it is recommended not to make a bracha on the talis katan. Why? It's interesting. The reasons he says here are not really that relevant. Most people today are not sleeping in their talis katan, and most people have upgraded from the Spider-Man tzitzis, and they're wearing tzitzis that you're actually yotze the mitzvah. By the way, there's a question. Tisha B'Av morning. You're not putting on a talis gadol. Do you make a bracha on the talis katan? It's a big question. Hopefully, maybe for next week, we'll try to clarify that. Right? That's a good question. If the only reason why I don't make a bracha on talis katan is because it's a bracha she'ena tzricha. That's for sure a hefsek. That's for sure. You see, there's a shaila. Is shinoi makoim a hefsek? We say nah. The fact that talis katan is in your house, talis gadol is in shul, the shinoi makoim is not really a hefsek. Is walking a hefsek? Not really a hefsek. Is the zman? 20 minutes is not really a hefsek. But 5 hours for sure will be a hefsek. Right? The question is, what about on Yom Kippur? You have a hafsaka for an hour or two. The minhag is you don't make another bracha, even though it's an hour or two. But 5 hours, yes. Here's the question. When you make the bracha on the talis gadol, do you need to have in mind the talis katan? Or is it just stam? L'chatchila, you're supposed to be mechavein when you put on the talis gadol to put on the talis katan. I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. I got into a good habit. When I make a bracha on talis gadol, I'm mechavein to have in mind the talis katan. If you can't do that, Everyone repeat after me. I have kavana for the rest of my life that whenever I put on a talis gadol, it should pater the talis katan. There is such a kavana, either from the Ben Ishchai or the Ish Avram Abuchach, that you could be mechavin one time and it works the rest of your life. So you can even think that now. It's like, yeah, right. Similar to that. But this is one time, there it's daily, this is, you know, for the rest of your life. There's such a thing that you could, right now, everyone have in mind, even if you're in a good habit, maybe, you know, everyone have in mind that whenever I put on the talis gadol, it should pater the talis katan. I'm not sure what I'm giving shir about this week. By the way, this week's shir is Tuesday night. But maybe 10 kavanas to have when you put on tzitzis. I'm not sure. I only have 5 so far. So, but this is one of them. One of them is l'chadchila, when you put on the talis gadol, you should think, I would like to pater the talis katan. Now, we'll do one more. Ikr mitzvahs talis katan l'loiv shay al begadav. The main mitzvah of talis katan is to wear it on top of your clothing. Now, simply, that is meant on your shirt. Now, the question is, does it mean the beged or does it mean the strings? Kedei shetamid yirehu, so you should always see it. V'yizkar ha-mitzvahs, and remember the mitzvahs. All of a sudden, the Arizal comes and he says, "Uviksavim Isa." The Arizal in the Kisei Ari we find talis katan tachas begadav, dafka under the shirt. All of a sudden, we become Kabbalists when it comes to tzitzis. Al pi halacha, you're supposed to wear it on your shirt. Chasidim wear it on their shirt. What? The vest is on the tzitzis, or yeah, but it's not perfect. It's no. They don't. You definitely, it's sticking out. On the top, on the bottom. Even some Litvisha Rosh Shivas, I think, they have it going. They have something going on over there. Yeah? But the Arizal says that talis katan under the beged. Now, some interpret this, that when the Arizal says talis katan under the beged, it means not only the beged, but the strings also. You know that some Sfardim and some Mekubalim, alpi the Ari, do not keep the tzitzis out. Because Arizal says, tachas habeged. However, that is not how the Mishnah Berurah interprets it. The Mishnah Berurah interprets it, miyu al kapanim tzach sheya tzitzis mi bachutz. The tzitzis itself should be outside. V'loi ka'oysan shetoich ven oysay ba'aknafais. Not like those who stick the strings into the corners. Now we're going to see that there are two levels of this. Because sticking in the corners means you know how the corner of the beged is doubled. You know how the corner, so if you slice it open, you could stick the string in the corner. That the Mishnah Berurah is saying not to do, but if you walk among Gentiles, you're still yoytze. When you make the bracha, it should be uncovered the amount of time it takes to walk Dalet Amos. The thing is, if you're not making a bracha on the talis katan, and you work among Gentiles, so there might be basis for not having them out. Now in the next sivkatan, he speaks very strongly against those who don't wear it out, that they're mevaza the mitzvah. However, we're going to see that's referring to if you put it in your pants, and they're dangling around inside your undergarments, that is inappropriate. But if there's a separation between the erva and the tzitzis, so it's best for them to be out. There may be basis for one to not wear them out if they work among goyim. But even if you work among goyim, what about Shabbos? What about if you're davening? Now, there's in Slabodka, in my yeshiva, there's a big controversy about this. Because it seems like in Slabodka, they did not wear their tzitzis out. And the reason they didn't wear it out is because of gaiva. Because in Slabodka, they did not do any chitzonios. So, there's a question in Yeshiva Chafetz Chaim, what the official mahalach is supposed to be. Because they always follow the Mishnah Berurah, who says you should wear it out. But they also always follow Slabodka, who didn't wear it out. Now, what has precedence in the yeshiva? Slabotka would have precedence. But the question though is, should you wear it and put it in your pocket, and this way you could see it and you have access to it, but it's not apparent to the outside, so you don't have the svara of gaiva or that the goyim see it. Anyway, we're learning the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah definitely recommends wearing it out unless somebody is among goyim. So what about other times? You know, then mustam it would be ideal to wear it out, at the very least for the bracha, but as we mentioned, we don't make a bracha anyway on the talis katan. Okay, we'll see Lamed Gimel Mirtz Hashem next time. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day. Shkoyah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.